This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Current and former Colorado students may be victims of identity theft. The State Department of Higher Education revealed Friday that a ransomware attack in June compromised personal information, including social security numbers. Officials say they are adding cybersecurity safeguards and offering victims free access to credit monitoring and identity protection services. Officials did not say how many victims there are, but said those who attended a public college, obtained a GED, or received a K-12 educator license may have been impacted. A federal judge has blocked Colorado's new gun law. The law would have raised the age to buy firearms from 18 to 21. A preliminary injunction was issued hours after the law went into effect today. The Rocky Mountain gun owners had sued Governor Jerry Polis over the new age restriction. A worm is slowing this summer's harvest of Olathe sweet corn. The corn earworm has infested close to half the ears in some fields, but Melissa Schreiner with Colorado State University explains that the corn is completely edible.
There's nothing wrong with this corn. It's just that there's the presence of a pest in there, and I think consumers could have a lot of impact. They could help save the sweet corn community if they weren't as picky.
But for now, there's no market for worm-damaged corn. So farm workers carefully comb through each field and throw the affected ears away. The state's largest sweet corn producer, Tuxedo Corn, estimates they're only shipping one-fifth as much corn as in a normal year. This is CPR News. Coming up next, more All Things Considered.